888-803-4438 or order online at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, since we don't have Bob right now, and I hope he's going to be calling in, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have something that you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly we are going to be talking with Bob about what's happened to the economy. And the economy is simply imploding. But they can't let the American people know that. So what the Federal Reserve System is doing is simply creating all sorts of money, and they're going to buy off the debts of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And of course, they're holding $5 trillion in house mortgages. And they could lose probably $2 or $3 trillion. Now, the recent legislation that was passed by the Congress said that, the debts of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac could actually be absorbed by the Federal Reserve System, which really means that the Federal Reserve has opened itself up for an additional $2 to $3 trillion in debt. Remember, of course, the national debt today is about, really, in reality, about $6 trillion. And you say, well, I thought it was $9.5 trillion. Well, a lot of that is simply IOUs for a future indebtedness of the United States. In other words, future indebtedness of the United States. And so if you really looked at the what the real debt, say, was for that we accumulated last year, it would be about $4 trillion. Well, what does it mean, $4 trillion? Well, that's the amount of money that we should be putting aside, in addition, of course, to what we already have in our debt. But that's the amount of money we should be putting aside and having it invested at, say, 6 or 8% interest, so that in the future years we'll be able to meet the requirements of Social Security and of Medicare. Now, that's what we require private insurance companies to do. And when a private insurance company writes a policy, they have to have the money to cover that. And so they're required to make investments so that there will be money in case there's a calamity, in case there's a claim. The United States government doesn't do that. We have an entirely different system of bookkeeping for the government, because, of course, if we had the true bookkeeping system of the government, why, we would have a national debt at this time of close to $60 trillion. And, of course, there isn't that money around any place, and yet that's the amount of money we would owe. So that, rather than tell the American people the truth that Medicare and Social Security are eventually going to go bankrupt, the people who are paying into it today, most of them are not going to get anything out of it. They're simply lying to the American people. So right now, of course, we're going to do open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hopefully we're going to have Bob Chapman with us very, very soon. But in the meantime, if you have a question or comment, we'd love to talk to you. And we're going to be going to a break here in just a moment. And when we get back, of course, well, hopefully we'll have Bob to talk to, or we'll have you to talk to. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Let's talk about what's happening to the economy. I think it's vitally important that you realize that the American economy is in the process of imploding. And an awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their savings. They're going to lose their pension funds, their annuity, their home, their cars. We're heading into difficult times.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
Come very quickly. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and right now we have Bob Chapman on the line with us. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I called the wrong number.
Okay. Well, you don't get any credit for that, but it's so good to have you with us. And
oh, I had the DSL was down, too, but it came back up again, so.
All right, fine.
We had a horrendous rainstorm.
Oh, Bob, of course, writes the international forecaster. He's been studying the markets, what, 48 to 50 years? How long have you been at it?
48. I get two to go, and I'll be around 50.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, Bob's got some fascinating ideas. If you don't read the International Forecaster, you really need to, because you need to understand what's going on in the world today. So, basically, Bob, you know, certainly we hear this last week, of course, that more and more of our major corporations are having difficulty. We hear the Russians are coming over to buy one of our major steel plants, and more of the infrastructure of the United States is being bought up by the sovereign investment funds of other countries, because they're flush with dollars, and they're simply pouring them back in here into the United States. But this is highly inflationary. They've just been holding them overseas. We've been exploiting our inflation for a long period of time. But now even certain government officials are beginning to admit that the cost of food and other items, certainly the cost of oil, the cost of gasoline products, is going up and will soon be in the double digits, and certainly by next year. Many of the financial consultants are even admitting that we're going to have well over 10% inflation. What's the real inflation rate right now, Bob?
13.58%, which is 13.625 in decimals.
All right.
And, of course, the United States government couldn't tell the truth if it jumped up and bit them on the nose.
But, of course, this is going to devastate the people, especially the elderly, because inflation is such a cruel tax. It's a silent tax that steals the wealth of people who've worked all their lives, you know, to set aside money so they can be comfortable in retirement. And this is going to destroy the value of their pensions, destroy the value of their annuities, destroy the value of their insurance policies, destroy the value of their life savings and what they have invested in CDs. And certainly the stock market is certainly not on the verge of going up. It's being manipulated at the present time. But don't you think eventually it's going to simply tank out and a lot of the elderly are going to lose almost everything they have in the stock market?
Well, you got to take it segmentally. Most of the elderly aren't in the stock market, except for their pensions. And I think pensions will eventually pay one-third to one-half of what they're paying right now. That said, I think that the payout on Social Security will be dropped as much, and that'll be during a deflationary period, which is down the road here 3 or 4 years from now. And so it'll kind of even itself out. But in the interim, they got their money in the bank and they're getting 2 or 2.5%, whatever it is. And they're in U.S. dollars. They're in U.S. treasuries, we'll assume. And, you know, inflation's 13.625%. They're paying taxes on, say, 2.5, so they're getting 2. And so they're a loser of 11.625%. And, you know, if they're 72 and they, like I am, and they live to be 82, they don't have any purchasing power left. And it's not funny, but that's just the way it is. And they just keep on stealing and stealing and stealing and monetizing the debt. And the elderly are hurt the most because, you know, hopefully the young can always work or get two jobs or whatever to survive, but people who have taken retirement are stuck. And a lot of people come to me and say, should I take early retirement or I am going to retire soon at 65? And I tell them all the same thing. You work as long as you can. The reason why is it costs just as much to live when you're retired as it does when you're not. Also, if you've got a good job and they'll let you work to 70 or 72 or 75, do it, because there's going to be members of your family that won't have a job. And it's your, you know, job as another Christian or another religious person to help your members of your family, maybe even your friends. So don't retire. And besides, it keeps you younger, mentally and physically. It's good for you. My motto is, man was made to work. And I think that's the way it is and should be.
Well, you know,
so with that said, that's the only way you're going to cover yourself.
It was Daniel Webster who lived in the early 1800s who said, of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money. Let me repeat that because I think it's so important. Of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money. And that's exactly what's going on today. We have a paper money system, nothing behind it. And as long as, of course, the Federal Reserve did not massively expand the monetary supply, we were fine. They've increased the monetary supply 12-fold between 1971 and, of course, the year 2005. And since then, they put an additional $4 trillion of money and credit into circulation. The world is simply exploding with dollars, and a lot of those dollars are coming home. Foreign countries are anxious to get rid of them. They're buying up our infrastructure. I don't think most people really understand how much of the infrastructure has been purchased by foreigners. Do you, Bob?
No. And, you know, you can't blame them for doing that because they want to get rid of those dollars and take a minimal loss, so they buy American corporations, just like you mentioned the Russians just did and others from sovereign funds are purchasing all sorts of things. And that'll continue. I mean, if I was running a sovereign fund, I wouldn't be able to get rid of the money fast enough. You know, I'd buy anything that looked decent.
And, of course, with the value of our money going down at the rate of 13% a year, because that's the real true rate of inflation, you know, why, they'd be foolish to hang on to those dollars. They want to dump those dollars back here, which is even more inflationary as far as the average American. Inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. Rising prices are a reflection of inflation. Inflation has to do with increasing the money supply. The purpose of the Federal Reserve System is to guard our monetary system, and said they seem to be intent upon destroying it in the name of protecting their friends in the banking and financial industry, because after all, the Federal Reserve is not a branch of our government. It is a privately owned central bank created by bankers, for bankers, to enrich bankers, and eventually, of course, as always, it will impoverish the American people, and the average individual has no idea what's going on. Do you think, Bob?
No, they don't understand. And, you know, when you tell them, they don't want to understand. And they will understand when they're living under a bridge. And that's unfortunate, when half their family gets shot up and killed in the revolution, because that's what it's going to come to.
Well, you know, I think the tragic thing is so many, many people are losing their homes today all across America. People who've bought homes in the last few years, even if they were, you know, everybody had a pretty good income. But, of course, if you're on sort of a commission basis, why, your income is down. But with so many people, of course, the value of their home is falling. And the value of the home is much less than it was when they paid for it. And if they bought those homes recently, so many of the people, they say their loans are underwater. In other words, the loan's far more expensive than the home they're living in. And a lot of these people are going to end up, losing their homes down the line. And then a lot of people are rushing in saying, oh, look at all these wonderful buys. You know, I'm going to start buying homes now. This is the time. And somebody used the analogy that buying a home today is like trying to catch a falling knife. I mean, you're going to get cut in all probability. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. You know, Mortgage Banker Association came out today and said that the inventory of homes for sale, which is normally about 5 months, is 11.8 months. And what they didn't tell you is that many, many, many homes and condos are not listed by the banks. They're trying to place them with speculators privately. So that figure may be 13 or 14 or 15% for all we know. And, you know, how long will it take to work that out? At least 10 to 15 years. And so, you know, when people, and I get emails all the time, can I go in and buy? And I say no. Because the bottom won't be hit for anywhere between 2.5 to 5 years from now. And how long are we going to bump along the bottom? Homes were not made as an investment. They were made as places to live. You invest in companies via the stock market or a bond market, or you go in and buy gold and silver coins and shares. That's the way you invest, but you really don't invest in a house.
But of course, Bob, right now,
if you go back to the 40s and even the early 50s, you'll see that homes stayed rather the same price for a long time.
But Bob, even if you invest in the stock market now, of course, most of these stocks, there's no relationship between the price and the earnings of those stocks. Most of our stocks are artificially overvalued by the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's the Working Group on Financial Markets. Really, it's a subterfuge. It's a government agency made up of the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, and a couple of other things that are created by executive order to manipulate the stock market. And they're keeping this stock market up until the election. This is my contention. And, of course, then once they get their candidate into the presidency, I certainly wouldn't want to be in the stock market under any circumstances. What are your thoughts, Bob?
I agree. It's being held up by the Plunge Protection Team, the Working Group on Financial Markets, and some days they just can't hold it up. Like today, it get hit for 248 points or something like that. And really, right now, the stock market should be selling on the Dow around 7,200. And today, that market closed at 11,386.
Well, of course, right now, of course, they're playing games with gold and silver. They don't want to give people the idea that there's, you know, any place to put your money other than the stock market. But as Alan Greenspan had said back in 1965, in the absence of the gold standard, there's no way to protect your savings from confiscation to inflation. There's no safe store of value. So Alan Greenspan understands that. You can, of course, go to the Internet, get that. It's his essay on gold, 1965. Read it, understand what's really going on, because you're never going to get it through the control media.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
I'll be back in here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And, of course, for many of our listeners, it'll be the first time you've heard of him. But Bob is going to be a regular caller here on the on the Radio Liberty every and a regular guest every Monday afternoon in this time slot, and because actually we're doing other stations, and they specifically requested that we have him on because I think he has a great deal to say. I certainly concurred, and so hopefully we'll have and you'll be listening on a regular basis. People must understand the American financial system is imploding, and certainly the International Monetary Fund is beginning to investigate what's going on here, and they're saying they don't necessarily believe a lot of the figures that our government is putting out. They're questioning our government, and of course, unfortunately, or fortunately, one way or the other. Anyway, of course, our government is extremely upset, but they are going ahead and turning over the figures, the real figures, not the phony figures that they give to the public, because they don't want to know that inflation is destroying the value of their question. So anyway, of course, Bob certainly be talking about what's happening as the industrial base of America is contracting. And our government is doing everything they can to encourage our industries to move overseas. We give special tax breaks to our corporations when they move overseas and take their factories over there. We guarantee, of course, if their factories are nationalized, that we'll compensate them not only the cost of what they've lost, but two or three times that. I was told that by our congressman some years ago, and of course, he immediately was voted out of office. The last thing they want is the American people to realize that the leaders of this country have no loyalty to our country. They're globalists, and they really want our industries to move offshore so that they can lower the living standards here. Would you agree or disagree with that statement, Bob?
I agree. And they want to bring America down to its knees financially and economically, and Western Europe and Canada as well, so that it can implement world government. And this is what this free trade and globalization, offshoring and outsourcing is all about. And they're going to continue to do that until they strangle us to death.
And of course, if you're out there...
I don't think, though, that they planned on having the collapse that they are having at this time with all of the other problems they've got. And I think they're in serious trouble.
Well, I just hope and pray that you're right. But anyway, if any of our listeners would like to verify what I'm saying, you need to get a copy of the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf for everything going on today. That's the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet. Just Google in Earth Charter. If you can't find it, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a copy. And look at point 10A, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. And how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you transfer America's wealth and the wealth of the American people offshore. But you do this, of course. You create inflation, and you destroy the value of everything they've worked their whole life for. People say this could not happen. If it were happening, why, I certainly would hear about it on radio, and I would like to suggest, if it's the reason I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and you can essentially listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com, on the Internet, RadioLiberty.com, on the Internet, or AmericanNewsNet.com for our 7 o'clock in the morning program. But the reason they're doing what they're doing is because they really want to destroy America. But they cannot let the American people realize the leaders of both political parties are dedicated to globalism. And yet, of course, when was the last time you heard John McCain or Barack Obama talk about globalism any more than during the last election, presidential election? Neither George W. Bush nor John Kerry talked about globalism because they were both globalists. And they were both dedicated to the same idea of transferring our wealth elsewhere and impoverishing the American people. Well, Bob, certainly what's happening to American industry? What's happening to our automotive industries? What's happening to our major manufacturing?
Well, under the guise of coming out with more fuel-efficient cars, the three of them, Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors, they want $50 billion. And it's really to keep them in business. It's really a subsidy. And I'm sure that they'll get the money. I mean, Congress will do anything that big business tells them to do, whether they're Democrat or Republican. And so I think that's going to happen. But that's just a stopgap measure. As long as we do not have tariffs on goods and services, then what's going to happen is we're going to continue to degenerate as a nation, And when this depression hits, which we're headed for towards, the unemployment's not going to be 30% like it was during the 1930s, during the Great Depression. It's going to be higher than that.
And even our government jobs, a lot of people would think they've got safe government jobs, but a lot of government jobs are being lost. In fact, I know here in the Monterey Bay Area, Santa Cruz, where we live, they're laying off people. They're laying them off over in Monterey, and more and more and more are going to have to be laid off because there's not going to be any money to pay their salaries. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, 6 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's Satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Dave calling us from South Carolina. If you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Bob, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dave had brought up a very important point we haven't mentioned, but within the last 2 weeks, Mountain House, which is one of the largest suppliers of dehydrated food, has discontinued selling their products to the public. You can buy them in stock with a few people that already have them, but as soon as those stocks are gone, there are no more, probably for a year and a half. And, of course, when I talked to the people and other people in the dehydrated food business, they told me that they thought this was being bought up by another government, but according to Bob, who's discussed this on radio programs, he's been told that that food is being shuttled into the military bases across the United States. So something big is coming down the line. They're laying in the supplies for their people, and, of course, you're going to be left to fend for yourself. And if you have not yet laid in your supplies, And if you'd like to get information why we do have excellent sources here at Radio Liberty, in fact, we may even be able to get some of Mountain House, but it will be the... They just don't have the facilities to can it fast enough, but David Sibley's going to get material from them probably, and we'll have that available through Radio Liberty, that he'll do the canning of it. But right now, of course, there are real problems. Something big is coming up. Dave, did you have something else? Dave from South Carolina, do you have something else before we let you go?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to point out a couple of news items I saw today. I heard Bob on another program. I hear him all the time, of course. he's a very busy man, so maybe it's helpful to throw out some of these things. New York Times today reported he mentioned earlier that Saakashvili would not be stupid enough to go and mess with the Russians anymore. But he gave a speech today, which he is insane, I think. But anyway, they're rebuilding their army. They vowed to retake the rebel areas there.
And I think it's important that people know who Saakashvili
is. Yes.
Of course, he is the dictator that we installed under the democratic process, of course. The dictator we installed in Georgia. And, of course, the American government and the Israelis have been training their military, providing them. And then we actually encouraged them to go ahead and attack the Russians. And what happened? Why the Russians attacked back again? Can you imagine something like that happening? And now, of course, we have the makings of World War III. Why would you do so? Why are we backing dictators throughout the world, whether they're in Nepal, whether they're in South Africa or Rhodesia or Russia? And now, of course, we're suddenly going to break with them. Well, I think, of course, you have to break with them so you can feign, you know, my goodness, our feelings are hurt. We're going to have to go to war with you. We're going to war with China. We've been doing everything we can to build up their military. We're going to war with Russia. We're doing everything we can to build up their military. We're transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan. That's a Sybil Edmonds story. If you haven't read it, you need to. It's up on my webpage. I think it's my January 2008 newsletter, January 2008, we're building up the nuclear potential of the Muslim countries so that when we go to war with them, why, we can have a good old nuclear war. But if you believe in population control, nothing better. Hey, Dave, anything else before we let you go?
Just one more thing, right. Please. I've really got to get this out, and I just want to hear what Bob says about this. But I think what the ultimate plan is that all the major powers that can resist, they are to be destroyed mutually. And then they could come in and pick up the pieces.
All right, fine. What do you think about that, Bob?
Well, I think that that's what they like to do, but I don't think it's going to work that way for them.
I hope and pray you're right.
I bet you're saying part two.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Okay, fine. We're going to let you go, Dave, but thanks so much. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you have to ask yourself why Mountain House... foods, dehydrated, freeze-dried foods, suddenly is saying we're not going to have any more food for the next year and a half. You're not going to be able to buy it from us because somebody's buying up all the food that they can can. Believe me, they're canning it just as fast as they can. Have you laid in your supplies? Well, I'm sure Bob has, and I hope a lot of the people who listen to us have, because this is not the time to be putting it off. Okay, Bob. Certainly, what are some of your other thoughts? What's happening as far as some of our major banks? My understanding is that many of our major banks, banking firms like Lehman Brothers, like Citicorp, Morgan Stanley, like J.P. Morgan, Chase, they're all having real problems, and most of these are really insolvent. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as I said earlier, about half of them are probably bankrupt. They're holding on budget and on balance sheet items that are losers. They haven't declared as yet. And then they have off balance sheet. And, you know, I don't know how off balance sheet even exists. You know, how can that be? I mean, it's either a debit or a credit or it isn't. But be as it may, they're in serious trouble. And as I described, the Fed is keeping them all alive. And then you've got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which will be nationalized. There's no way around it. And the outcrop of that is the American taxpayer will guarantee the debt, of which over $800 billion is owed to in the form of bonds to foreign people and mostly foreign governments. We're going to guarantee that, we, the United States. And then we have the shareholders who lose all their money, their whole investment. And the American taxpayer will probably pick up over the next 5 or 6 years about $2 trillion in losses.
You're talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You're talking their losses.
Yes, and we predicted this, and we said that they were bankrupt 4 years ago. And we make stock recommendations in the International Forecaster, and we have a number of short positions, which means you bet stocks are going to go down. And they're all enormously successful. But we have one in Fannie Mae at $58, and it's selling at $6. So the people who followed our advice have made handsome amounts of money. And so those are the kind of things that you got to watch out for. But it was obvious what was going on a long time ago. And, you know, all of these fiduciaries, it's people who invest money for people. They have a responsibility, and among those responsibilities, they have to be able to know what's on the balance sheets of a company. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are 2.5 years behind on their filings of what they have in their portfolio. They say they have this, they say they have that, but they haven't put it on paper. We don't see it. And during that period of time, these last few years, they've been recommending the purchase of that stock. Well, they've lost almost all their money. But anyway, it goes much further than that. The foreigners, China, Japan, Russia, etc., who own these bonds in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they've told the United States, you better honor them. Now, there's another aspect to this that most people don't know nor understand, and that aspect is derivatives. They're called credit swaps. And what the credit swaps are insurance on your bonds. Let's say you own $1 billion worth of bonds, and you want to insure them. Well, you go to somebody like J.P. Morgan Chase, and they'll insure them through credit swaps. Well, there's $2 trillion worth of paper out there, and there's $62 trillion worth of credit swaps. So people are gambling in the market, and the people who wrote the derivatives don't have the money to cover it. So they're going to nationalize Fannie and Freddie. And the reason they're going to do that is that not only is there these tremendous potential $2 trillion in losses, but we're looking at $60 trillion in losses by the companies, the bankers, who wrote these derivatives. I mean, the problem is monumental. And outside of that $62 trillion, in total, there are $700 trillion worth of derivatives out there. The whole system is corrupt.
You're talking about $700 trillion in derivatives.
That's right.
I mean, the entire budget of our nation is about $3 trillion a year, but the whole gross domestic product is only $14 trillion. You're talking about $700 trillion?
That's correct. And look, if you have money in the bank, get it out. Get it out and get yourself gold and silver-related assets, food, a method to purify water, get something to defend your home. And if you have extra money and you don't want to have it all in gold and silver, you can put it in Swiss franc government bonds. We'll tell you where to go to get the links on the banks and what their credit ratings are. We'll also tell you where to go to get Swiss franc government bonds if you want. All you have to do is email us. And our email
address. Let's go ahead and get your email out there, Bob. And,
okay. Our site address is theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. The email address, international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And you go to the site, you can get a free copy. You can also call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And you can get free introductory copies from either source, and we'll also if you go through the email, we'll give you the links to the banks, the bank rating services, and also if you want someone to buy those bonds, we'll put you onto a broker. And incidentally, we do not receive any compensation from anybody for doing anything except the people who subscribe to the publication, and that's it.
All right.
We answer everyone.
And the publication really is fascinating. I look forward to it every week. It comes twice a week, 25 pages of all sorts of information on all sorts of subjects, but primarily financial. And once you get started reading the Forecaster, why you'll want to read it on a regular basis, comes by email, and a wonderful source of an overview of everything that's going on from a financial point of view and from really a political point of view as well. And we are entering the most difficult times of our nation's history, and people have got to be prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, I would love to. I'm sure Bob will be very, very glad to answer your question. Now, what we're dealing with, of course, is the fact that many of our major financial institutions are insolvent. And, of course, they're insolvent because they've purchased these collateralized debt obligations, these asset-backed securities, these securitized funds, and there's really nothing behind them. And they, of course, then brought derivatives to make sure that, you know, they'd be insured. And the trouble is the insurance companies that wrote the derivative contracts don't have any money. And they're facing bankruptcy as well. And you're dealing with a whole incredible house of cards. Well, let's go to Eric, who's calling from Compton. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Mr. Chapman, how are you? Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Got a question for you. I live in a neighborhood where people keep coming up with all these schemes to make money, and I'm to the point now where I don't even want to listen to them. You know, I don't want to appear negative to them or like I'm, well, I'm really not interested, but I keep hearing about this rule of 72, or they want me to invest in this and that.
Eric, look, if it was a good deal, they would go to the bank and get the money. If it's a bad deal, they're going to go to you. That's the way the game is played.
That's right. I'm just not even interested anymore. So don't. If it's wrapped up in paper money, it's not a good thing.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Right.
Is that correct?
Well, Bob, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree that that's so, and Stan's right. In this situation that we're in, the only place you can go to is gold and silver related assets. And if you got lots of money or you need it to balance your portfolio, then you can look at the bonds. But that's all there is.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's kind of what I figured. It's funny, Dr. Stan. I had a guy call me just today, if you can believe that.
I'm sure I can, and they're doing it all the time. They want you to invest with them because they want to help you.
Yeah.
Don't you believe it for a minute.
I don't.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Rick calling from Texas. Hi, Rick. Do you have a quick question?
The one they're talking about that's going to fold, they're talking about a big financial institution's going to come down, you know, sometime fairly soon, probably within the fiscal year.
What are your thoughts on that, Bob? Certainly there's talk about some big banks coming down this year. Which ones do you think it's going to be? Do we have any idea?
Well, it's a guess, but I would have to say probably Wachovia. And it'll be merged into another bank, and other banks will participate in the as a group in the transfer of accounts from Wachovia to other banks or a bank. I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, and the FDIC will do what they have to do with what money they've got left. And they don't have enough money. Congress will have to allocate more, or the Federal Reserve will just print it. Either way, it'll be higher inflation. And people will do what they have to do.
I've heard of Washington Mutual's having problems as well. So a lot of the banks are having problems. But a lot of the big banks are, frankly, insolvent. But the government can't afford to let them come down, which they should do. Instead of that, they simply got to create money out of nothing and create inflation and destroy the life savings of almost all of us. Anything else?
I think Washington Stan is, I think they're already bankrupt.
All right. That's Washington Mutual.
I didn't think of that in terms of a bank even though it is a bank. But they'll probably be the first to go. And I think the FDIC probably has something around $40 billion. They had another bank go under for close to another billion. So maybe they've got $39 or $38 billion, but that's not going to last long. And so the taxpayer is going to end up paying the bill.
And through inflation, that's the greatest... The greatest myth of all, they're not solving the problem. They're simply destroying the value of the currency. Anything else, Rick?
Are you seeing a difference, a separation between the price on the street of the precious metals and what the paper price is in New York?
The paper price is manipulated, and that's unfortunate. It's been going on since 1988, and it's finally catching up with them. Even Cramer, who's on CNBC, is on YouTube, and he goes into the market rigging. And they're driving everybody away from the market because they're rigging the market. And people are disgusted with it, and, of course, nobody on Wall Street except him, and nobody in Washington will say anything. And, of course, there are a handful of newsletter writers like myself who have been talking about it for years. Nobody wants to listen. Now it's become extremely serious. And so yes, the U.S. Mint ran out of gold coins, and they
and silver coins too,
Eagles,
right?
And the silver coins as well, and they said that the demand was great.
Hold that thought.
The Mint doesn't even know how much gold they've got.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Upside down.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Bob Chapman. And we are on the edge of some very, very serious problems. If you've never seen my talk on the financial tsunami, it was given a couple of years ago, but everything we talked about then is coming to pass today. That's the financial tsunami. You have to understand money. And you have to understand that they've sold us that the greenback is money. It's not. It used to be redeemable and lawful money. At any Federal Reserve Bank or any branch of the Treasury, is no longer redeemable in anything because it has no value other than, of course, what people think it has. It's all a matter of perception. Well, you want to get our talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus that goes with that? You'll certainly want to get a little inexpensive pamphlets on the history of money and the financial meltdown, which brings you right up to date. So there's two separate little pamphlets. They're only $3.95 each plus shipping, or of course less if you buy some of the other items. You'll certainly want to get our book on the Creature from Jekyll Island, written by a personal friend. It is one of the best books available. It explains to you that all money is based upon debt and not upon any value. And that the Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin, and then the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy, is a privately owned central bank created by bankers for the bankers to enrich the bankers and impoverish the people, and ultimately the spirits of forces behind that are ultimately to destroy our nation. Destroy the value of the currency, you destroy the value of the society, you destroy the value of the nation, and that's exactly what they're doing today. And the last book we suggest is Fiat Money, Inflation in France, the story of what happened in France back in 1789 when they tried exactly what we're doing today, and of course ended up with a dictator named Napoleon Bonaparte. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Couple of things I want to bring up. We're having an opportunity. One reason Bob's coming on at 4 o'clock every week, every Monday, is because we're opening up in Spokane. We're going to be doing a program there every afternoon at 4 to 5, but we have to pay for the radio time, as we have to pay on other of our stations. And so if you can anyway help us for a few months with the broadcast, defraying the cost of broadcasting up in Spokane, our number 1-800-544-8927, but a great time to reach the people there driving home and bringing the information they're not going to get through other sources. It really is a very, very good station. So if you can help, give us a call. Remember, of course, we're having our annual conference. That's the Radio Liberty Annual Conference. It'll be held on the 26th of October, which is a Sunday, because we found that many people could come on Sunday that couldn't come on Saturday. That's the 26th of October. Dr. Blaylock will be here. Certainly one of my favorite medical speakers, Joanna Michelson, who was a medium. Patrick Wood is going to be here. And, of course, Patrick has written extensively on finances. He'll be talking about what's happening financially and what you must do to protect yourself. And then, of course, Michael Shaw will be speaking. It'll be a great conference. It's all day long. Starts early in the morning, goes to late in the afternoon. We have to know if you're coming because we're going to be serving lunch. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we do hope that many of you will get our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or get this CD by this, or DVD by the same title, or talk on the forbidden secret or on the secret knowledge, and they both go into the forces, the spirits of forces working behind the scenes. You want to get the syllabus that goes with that. You want to hear our talk on the planned police state. Because you realize, of course, the reason that they're putting all these cameras up is not because they're worried about terrorism. They want to watch the American people. Do you realize, of course, that they're checking on everything you buy with a credit card or by check, and you go to Costco or you go to the local grocery store, there's a record kept. And those are governments. Those are all available to the government. If you have a cell phone, they can track you. They can even listen to your cell phone conversations when your cell phone is turned off in many instances. Why? Because, of course, we're moving away from freedom towards fascism. And behind that, the powerful spirits of forces intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepperspray.